Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. I'm a supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Michelle Barber, and I just talked to, I suspect it might have been the girl who just transferred you over because it sounded like the same name. So the first person I talked to, she told me her name was Maya, but maybe I misunderstood her. The second girl that just transferred me to you, her name is Emaya. So it may have been the same person. So here's what happened, okay? I bought the CryoFreeze, and when I got it, I looked at the ingredients, and it said that it has menthol in it and peppermint. And so I thought, oh, gosh, this is going to smell. So I called. First, I emailed, and I never heard back from you guys. The second thing is that she told me that you don't take any returns. And I said, wait a minute. Are you telling me that I can't return this? And she said, well, yeah, you can return it for 50%. And I'm like, that's not acceptable. I mean, it's not open. And she said, well, we don't take any returns. We'll just give you 50% back. And she said that like three times, and I'm telling her that's not acceptable at all.
And so I think there may have been some miscommunication.
Can I continue, please? So then when I said after her name, then she said, well, I told you three times that you could get a full refund. And I'm like, no, that's not what you told me. You told me 50%. This is the first time you've said anything about a full refund. And then she put me on hold to speak to a supervisor. And 40 minutes later, I'm calling back because nobody ever answered. So can you tell me what the actual real truth is? Hello?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was letting you speak. So I do believe there was a misunderstanding. Due to the pandemic, we do not accept returns at this moment. However, what we are offering is a cancel keep offer, which is we cancel and you would keep it and we issue a 50% refund, which is what she was trying to offer you. It does tell you on the website
that
it is.
Wait. How is a 50% refund anything? I mean, would you be happy with that if you bought something from me and I said, well, you can't send it back, but I'll give you 50% refund. Would that be okay with you?
Well, ma'am, in all actuality, you are outside of the 30-day return policy as is. So technically,
yeah.
we're not supposed to refund you.
I already emailed you. I've been waiting for your response, and I never heard back. So when I got my credit card bill, I opened it up, and I saw the phone number on there, and that's when I called you. I got my credit card bill today. It shows the date that I got it and how much I paid for it. So what is the actual deal? Because she did tell me then, oh, no, I told you twice you could have a full refund. So what is your policy? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Just another moment. All right, so it does inform you on the website that it is a menthol product, so I sincerely apologize it wasn't obvious enough for you. I do have the notations where the previous representative you were speaking with did want to offer you the full refund as a one-time courtesy. We will make sure that that is processed, and it does take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account. May I help you with anything else today?
Tell me what your name is.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Aya. And I'm the supervisor on floor.
Okay. So, Aya, in your advertising, so I listened to the Dan Bongino show, and I bought it because he recommended it. And he said, there's no smell. And that's why I purchased it. So I don't know if there is a smell because I have not opened the overwrapping.
It does have a light menthol smell, so I do apologize. You're more than welcome to open it because regardless of whether you open it or not, we won't be able to accept it back due to COVID.
I think you need to change your advertising.
Because a podcast is not our advertising, ma'am.
I can't even be in the same room as the Vicks VapoRub. So I had no idea. I bought it on the advertising. Oh, it's great. It doesn't have a smell. It's wonderful. It really works, you know. So mm-hmm. I purchased it. And then when I got it, I saw it had menthol in it. So then I contacted you by email. I don't know why I never got a response back.
I'm actually searching for that now, and I'm not seeing where you emailed us.
I did.
May I have the date?
I don't know if it's been in the past week. I think I may have responded to a review.
Okay, so that's not an email.
Asked for a review.
Right, that wouldn't be an email. That would be something that's posted on our website for a review of the merchandise. Yeah, because I don't have any emails at all from you. The MitchieB53 at Yahoo?
Yep.
Yeah, no emails. So if you want to go ahead and open it and see if it is going to bother you or not, I'll be more than happy to wait.
No, if it's got menthol in it, I can't even be in the same room with Vicks VapoRub. If my husband uses that, he is relegated to the garage.
Well, it's not quite as strong as Vicks VapoRub. It is simply a light menthol smell. You can go ahead and have someone else try and open it for you. Again, it is yours to keep, and I've processed your $31.91 back to your account. It does take those 3 to 5 business days. Can I help you with anything else today?
Okay, no, but I just have to tell you that this has been a ridiculous fiasco. So this call has been almost 17 minutes, and the previous call was over 40 minutes. So I have invested almost an hour on this call.
Was
when
that
you
call
could
on the same phone
taken
number?
Taken care of it with Maya or Emaya or whoever the heck it was. You could have just done it then.
Well, I show she did offer you that full refund, but you did request a supervisor, so I do apologize for that inconvenience.
And she put me into an unending queue of waiting forever.
Unfortunately, calls are answered in the order they're received, so the first customer in line does get handled first. So I do apologize for the wait.
There's a 40-minute wait?
Sometimes, yes, ma'am. At this moment, I am the only supervisor.
You know what? Just let me give you guys a terrible review, okay? I'm going to give you a terrible review on customer service. If I operated my business that way, I would be bankrupt.
And I'm sorry you feel that way.
I do feel that way.
We do respect your opinion.
You guys need to take it more seriously. You know, so you offer a 50% refund. How is that in any world? How is that okay?
Well, the 50% refund, again, was that cancel keep offer.
Was a what?
Cancel keep offer.
A canceled what offer?
A cancel keep offer.
Cancel keep offer. Okay. But if I don't want to keep it, That's not acceptable in any world.
I understand. That is why a full refund was processed. Is there anything else
Thank
we can
you.
Assist you with?
Thank you. Yeah, just
You're
treat
welcome.
Your customers nicer.
Of course.